Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we dive into an important topic that affects high school students around the world and their future. We're talking about career technical education, also known as CTE. Joining me is Stephanie Lund, the principal of Paul Revere Academy in Mesa, Arizona. Welcome. She has been leading innovative programs that blend strong academics with hands-on technical training, helping students discover their passions and prepare for real-world success. We're going to talk about why so many high school students struggle to stay engaged, how CTE makes learning relevant and exciting, and the life-changing outcomes she's seeing in her students. I think you'll walk away from this conversation with a new perspective on how technical education can ignite a big future for our youth. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, no, I think CTE is something, maybe an acronym that not a lot of people are familiar with, but essentially when you're doing hands-on learning and career prep.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right? It. Career technical education is CTE. And I think it's evolved. I think that a lot of people have had a misconception that it was just a blue collar field. But in fact, there are so many, if we're looking at blue collar and white collar jobs, there are so many in the CTE industry that are actually in the medical or dental or software, you know, security technologies, all of those things. So it spans just a huge variety of different professions out there.
Yeah. At EVIT, how many programs they have there?
For high school students, they have 42, but for adult, they have more. So,
yeah,
state of the art. 42
different options. That's not just blue collar, as you said.
Right.
Kind of was the previous assumption. So, you know, a lot of parents and educators talk about student disengagement and how students are engaged in high school. From your perspective, what does disengagement look like and how does that impact a high school student's experience?
Engagement is one of the toughest things our students face. They think, why am I taking this math class? When am I ever going to use it? I'm sure every parent out there has heard that in one way or another. And what CTE does is it brings the hands-on learning into the lives of the students so they can see, you know, somebody going into culinary uses fractions all the time if they need 3/4 of a cup or whatever it might be. So it's just applying the knowledge that they're learning in a different way where students are able to have that hands-on experience.
That's great. I mean, I'm doing the same thing with my kids in the kitchen, right? Like they're complaining about math and then I'm like, oh, can you half this recipe?
Correct, so. Right? How important is it for construction workers and welders to get their math correct? And there's a lot of students who just feel like they can't do certain subjects, especially math, until they have a different way to work on it, to approach it.
Okay, well, you see this disengagement, engagement happening every day. So can you share a story of a student that maybe was struggling to engage and then found their spark through CTE?
I have lots of examples, but one that I just wrote down was, I have a sophomore student who struggled in traditional classes and he rarely turned in his homework. He had poor attendance, but then he enrolled in an automotive technology class and everything changed. Suddenly he had a reason to come to school, so it addresses attendance. He wanted to get his hands on engines and his attendance improved and his grades therefore did as well. So all of his classes began to increase academically, and he was engaged. And this was the turning point to making the high school experience a positive one.
I love that story. I kind of got goosebumps there. You know, and I don't think it's a stretch for us to imagine that that would be impactful and that that is true, that students engage more when they have that hands-on. If you're just sitting in your academic classes all day long, you can tend to disengage and to check out and to be like, you know, feel tired, feel uninterested. So how cool that they get to do things like, you know, learn how to repair an air conditioning unit or work on a car or, you know, learn how to take blood, you know, all these things during the day. In addition to, I mean, math can be exciting, right? But, you know, what a great addition to like your typical academics. So one of the key benefits of CTE classes throughout the day is to make the academics relevant. So can you talk a little bit about that? I know you mentioned it with the culinary and, you know, measuring and math, those things together. But like, how can you kind of explain to parents and students how doing these hands-on classes makes the academics relevant.
It ties together one and one. And we've talked a little bit about math. My math teacher has a great poster in her classroom that talks all about the different professions out there and what math skills you need for in all of those professions. So it's really easy when somebody says, I'm going to be in radio production. Why do I need to take this math class? Oh, look, you do need to understand some things in radio production that is relevant to math. So again, it's just that engagement and learning, and it's across all spectrums.
So CTE classrooms typically look different than your traditional lecture style classroom, right? They're usually, you know, labs, open garages, things like that. So how do you feel like those hands-on learning environments impact student motivation versus your typical lecture style classroom?
A typical CTE classroom is like part classroom and part lab. They have cars, if you're working on automotive, or the culinary students are actually creating dishes. I know that there are a lot of events that they cater. So it's not just trial and error. It's also performing for other people too, or providing that service for others. So it's real life. It's fun. The kids are engaged. They meet new friends, and they're all working towards a common goal, which is, you know, to finish that project or to get that engine complete.
You mentioned these pathways like culinary and construction and medical. How do you see these pathways providing students some like clear path in high school?
The great thing about CTE is that it also offers internships and apprenticeships and on-the-job training. So they're working towards their future right now. We all know that the HVAC guy is the most important, or, you know, the HVAC person is the most important person in the room when you don't have air conditioning and it's August, much like a medical doctor if your bone is broken, right? So all of these technical education opportunities just benefit us all. It benefits the scholar who is taking the classes. It benefits the communities, and it benefits our families as well.
Do you feel like it gives them a sense of purpose while in high school?
Oh, absolutely.
Through like right. doing this? Like, how do you right. see that impact them?
Right. And it's a physical change. That's what's so fun, is that you can see the confidence. You can see like, wow, I'm doing something that I love to do, or I can really see myself doing this. Or they use it as a pathway. And this was a really great example. I had a student, she wanted to become a psychologist, or she is pursuing becoming a psychologist. But during high school, she went and got her cosmetology degree or certificate free of charge. And how similar is a psychologist and a hairdresser, right? You tell a lot of things to your hairdresser. So
yeah.
She is able to, what she planned to do is to use her cosmetology certificate or license to work the hours that she wanted to work, to have a flexible schedule, to make good money while she was attending the university. So she used CTE to benefit her.
That's really smart, and that's a neat thing about this program within Arizona for the audience that's listening outside of the state or might not be participating in the EVIT-specific program, but it is tuition-free for high school students, and so they can get these 1-2 certificates while in high school and then be debt-free in that mm-hmm. training, and then, you know, like you said, the example of the student who's working while they're going to college. Or a student that could just start working full-time right out of college. I mean, right out of high school. So beyond the technical skills, what are some of the soft skills that students learn while in these programs that will help them or be just as valuable in the future?
Some of the soft skills they can learn, and this is not limited to just a few that I'm going to mention, but the teamwork, the communication, being able to know the difference between how you communicate with a friend and a professional, right? So many scholars these days are used to text messaging, and that's not the same as a professional message and how you get your point across. So learning all of these traits only helps them as an individual be academically successful and career successful.
So if a student comes to Paul Revere and they just like go through the catalog with you, or what's the process of them finding a program that they might have interest in and want to get certified and then possibly work in that after high school?
On our campus, we have 9th through 12th graders, but 9th graders are not old enough to go to EVIT yet. So we have them all day. And during that 9th grade year, we do the career kind of exploration where we take them on field trips and look at the different programs EVIT offers. We have them fill out surveys on what they're interested in. And then when they get to see all the cool equipment that they have over at EVIT, sometimes it just clicks. Because we allow our students to go at 10th grade, they can actually earn 2 certificates.
Yeah, so. I like that. And I like that at 9th grade, they get to do all this career exploration. They're not just blindly like picking some,
right,
you know, program out of a catalog. They really get to have exposure and introduction in a very personal way throughout the 9th grade year, which is really cool. So 2 or 3 years ago, when I started looking at CT programs and learning about EVIT and, you know, the benefit of students taking programs and stuff like that, it was really interesting to look at the research. And research shows that high school students who take a CTE program have better outcomes, have better, higher graduation rates, have lower dropout rates. Why do you think it is that taking a CTE class is so beneficial to students in high school?
Right. It's undeniable, right? They are more engaged. We do have more success with graduation. And I think the secret is the hands-on learning, because it's so relevant. I think that the students are excited to come to school. And that's the biggest difference.
Yeah, it does seem like a really powerful tool for that, to keep them in school. And I think when I was looking at the data, it said, of all the things that they'd tried to reduce dropout rates, they'd tried like finding a personal mentor, you know, getting private tutors or additional tutors into school. You know, there was all these different things adding the CTE class. And the thing that really turned the dial was adding these hands-on classes. Like, that is what was so powerful in helping these kids want to come, right? Increased attendance. Having less learning loss by being absent, and then just staying engaged and wanting to be in high school is because they had that hands-on class. So I thought it was really neat to see that the research supported like what you're seeing in your high school students. So Stephanie, a lot of schools are building partnerships with industries and community. What does a strong community partnership look like? And how is it benefiting both the students and the employers who are out there?
Collaboration between school and industry is huge. It benefits the students and the communities. So industry is looking for employees, right? They have to refill their employees as well.
And skilled, competent.
Skilled, competent.
Employees.
Yes, knowledgeable. They know what they're doing, employees. And then scholars are looking for jobs after high school. So it benefits both of us. In fact, it benefits the whole community as well. So what that looks like is some partnerships that we've built. Our students are getting priority in the interview process. Or they come to us with saying, hey, we have internships. Can your kiddos work on Fridays? Because we don't go to school or we don't have Paul Revere Academy yet. On Fridays, they still have EVIT, but after that, their schedule is open, and it just continues to grow and grow. There is no downside to it.
And I think EVIT has, don't they have like specific partnership department that goes out and is constantly working with industry leaders and to make sure that the students do have these connections lined up?
Right. And the statistic, I can't remember, but I know it was in the 90s of students that walk right into a job.
Okay. So super high placement. That's amazing.
Super high placement.
So if you could summarize in just a few words, what makes CTE so essential in today's world?
Engagement, perseverance, and support. I think that they have everything that they need to be successful. And it's also having them come and be a part of that decision, the students being involved in saying, yeah, I really do like what I'm doing, instead of just saying, you have to do this or you have to take this class.
What advice would you give students or parents who are considering CTE, but they don't really know where to start?
That one's really easy. Just call us. Just come over to Paul Revere Academy. We'll give you a tour. We can answer any questions. You can also go on our website. We have a virtual tour. EVIT provides tours. We are two separate schools, even though we're on their campus. So you can call and make an arrangement for a tour with East Valley Institute of Technology, and then come over to the Paul Revere Academy High School campus or building on their campus. There's a plethora of articles out there on CTE. So if you feel overwhelmed by Googling it or doing an internet search, we are here to help. Give us a call.
You guys are a high school, an academic high school on the campus of EVIT. So a student does half day at Paul Revere for the academic portion, and then they walk across the street, essentially, or the parking lot to their CTE program, their technical program with EVIT. You guys are a small school, so it seems like this is a really good fit for families who maybe their student doesn't want to go to a giant high school. So it kind of fills that need for a lot of families. Their kids like hands-on learning. They want their kid to be a little more engaged in school. Maybe they don't love the giant, typical public school. Mm-hmm. They need a little more customized learning. Maybe they need credit recovery. I know you guys offer credit recovery.
I did want to mention, too, a couple more benefits.
Yeah.
If you're okay if I jump in on that, is that you can earn more than one certificate. So we allow students to go to EVIT their sophomore year, and that will give them 3 years. So if you have a 2-year program over at EVIT, then you also have, you could do a 1 year and get more than one certificate. So how awesome is that? And that's, again, tuition free.
So typically a student that's attending a different high school only goes their junior and senior year. And so they only have an opportunity to do one certificate. But at Paul Revere Academy, they do the 9th grade career exploration, and they go get to look at all the different programs and kind of find out what they want to do in addition to their academic. And then by sophomore year, they can start at EVIT early so they could get 1 to 2 certificates by the time they graduate.
Correct.
It's a really cool benefit.
So it's just an easier schedule where they're not feeling stretched so thin to get from place to place, not having enough time just to even have lunch. A typical day looks like they might attend EVIT from 8 a.m. to 10:35 a.m. and then they walk over to our building, and at 10:45 we start a great class called Citizenship, where that's the character building and those soft skills that we were talking about. And then we go into a lunch, and then we have 4 classes, English, Math, History, and Science, typically. Now every student comes with a little bit different credits that they've earned, so we figure out how to get them to graduate on time and ready to, you know, to fly, ready to soar, right? Spread their wings. So,
well, as we close, what's the story of one student that's really stuck with you that shows why this work matters?
I have a great story of a student who's in the digital media program over at EVIT and was struggling in his English classes on our campus. And the teacher saw that and decided to make adjustments and give him scripts and documentaries to write for his English projects. And all of a sudden, his engagement and his academics increased significantly. And now he's doing really well. He didn't realize that he was improving his literary skills through digital media. He's on track. He's going to graduate. And we're so excited that he is going to have that success in his life.
Thank you so much to Stephanie Lund, principal of Paul Revere Academy, for joining us today and sharing about her insights on how career and technical education is transforming the high school experience. It's inspiring to hear how CTE helps students find purpose, build confidence, and graduate not only with a diploma, but with career and technical certificates and better opportunities. If you'd like to learn more about Paul Revere Academy or explore CTE pathways for your own high school student, you can visit paulrevere.tech, that's paulrevere.tech. And as always, thank you for listening. If you found this conversation helpful, be sure to subscribe and share with a friend who cares about the future of education. Until next time.
Thank you.
If you like this episode, please like and share with someone who would find this interesting. We appreciate you listening to the American Classroom Podcast today.
Thank you.
American Classroom is brought to you by Heritage Academy Mesa. Heritage Academy in Mesa, Arizona is a public charter school serving grades 7 through 12. Youth that come to Heritage are not just students, but scholars who are taught by the number one rated faculty in Arizona. If you'd like to learn more about Heritage Academy Mesa, please visit heritageacademyaz.com and click Mesa.